Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Fourth and John, episode 206, and we are talking the cornerback depth chart. Obviously, Eagles made a trade. Big things. Howie Roseman, full of surprises. I know it's not Steven Nelson. I know it's not some big name corner that you all know around the league. It's Mr. Josiah Scott. So we thought, we traded a sixth round pick.
Yep.
And we sent off Jameis Houston. You probably don't remember what he looks like.
Thank you.
Name
for your
sounds
service.
Like a whiskey bottle. You drinking at Jameson Houston. But it is what it is. They made a move. We got a lot of guys in here. I don't know. We're still working through it. That's why we're doing this podcast today. But here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Mr. Prime the Building, and Jimmy Smith. Were you initially geeked after hearing this news?
Geeked is a strong word. I mean, we've been vying for guys like Steven Nelson. We're going to get into a whole list of cornerbacks that are still out there a little bit later on. But like we've been really eyeing up like a cornerback too. And when I saw the trade go down for Josiah Scott, I mean, honestly, it's not like my first thought was, oh my God, that's our cornerback too. I don't think it is. This is another depth guy. Quite frankly, I was talking to a friend earlier, and the way that we were talking about it is like, this is just a bunch of names. This is all we have on this cornerback list right now is a bunch of names. So like anyone that's saying that we have good depth, I really don't even know if we have that. We just have a bunch of names on this roster right now. We have a former tire salesman among other guys that are not really proven in the NFL. So we still are not done. If we're going into this into this year with this cornerback group, I'm concerned. But welcome to the nest, Josiah Scott.
Jeez, what kind of introduction is that, bro?
Keeping it real for the people.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say I was geeked out about it. I saw the comment. Yeah, it was cool to see that he grew up an Eagles fan. Yeah, that's pretty much how I felt. Oh, yeah. Jameson Houston got traded. Wow, my heart was broken. Thanks for your service here.
You just got his jersey, too.
Yeah, I know. It's always what happens, you know? I don't know what the hell number he wore. That's how much. And I know everybody. So this guy was competing. And literally, you said it. We have depth. All we have is depth, though. You forgot to get the starters. So, yeah, I like Zach McPherson as somebody that's going to compete inside. I like Avante Maddox inside. I like Josiah Scott inside. So all this says to me is, once again, you've avoided outside cornerback like you did in the draft and free agency so far. And now you've got yourself another inside cornerback. And all that leaves us with is Avante Maddox outside again, or possibly Zach McPherson. And I talked about the versatility of Zach McPherson playing inside, outside, man coverage, zone coverage. Love that. But the fact of the matter is, I don't want him playing outside, and I don't want Avante Maddox outside. So please sign Steven Nelson. That's how I feel about trading for Josiah Scott.
Yeah, I mean, just being at work and seeing that we ended up picking a cornerback, the name didn't come through at the time. So, I mean, it was just like, I kind of got a little excited.
You don't know Josiah Scott?
No. I didn't say I didn't know Josiah Scott. I'm just saying I didn't see a name to the message. All I saw was, Eagles
Jalen Ramsey, what,
you know, a quarterback, a cornerback. So I mean, I'm thinking like, oh shit, like, you know, is it another one? But then as it came through Josiah Scott, I'm like, okay. And then when I go to Google the guy, you know what I mean,
never a good first step. You have to Google the guy.
I see the fact that he was a big Eagles fan. Okay, I mean, all right, props to that. I see that again. It was just a tease. These guys are making moves, adding to the depth chart. Okay, but nothing big. You know what I mean? All I could just see is the fact that they ended up trading an older man for this younger kid, because after looking at Jameson Houston, it's like, holy shit, it looks like we just gave up the 40-year-old version for this guy.
Gave up.
So, I mean, that's the only thing I got out of this whole transition today. That's it.
But they did have they did take a photo of the actual moment that Avonte Maddox and Josiah Scott saw each other in practice. It was a beautiful moment, touching.
Really?
Well, touching moment.
There they are. Yep.
And then the back end of the roster guys all saw each other, and they said, also they had a photo of that as well. And they said, shit. Hey, just a guy, sir. You're just a guy? Okay.
it's another guy right across the road.
This is the level of disrespect that I don't think these guys deserve. They're here on our squad. Yes. I know they're just names, and that's so here on the timeline. Everyone's saying they're just guys, but again, you're getting some guys in here trying to compete for roster.
I mean,
and for our hearts,
honestly, this gives me hope, because I mean, I grew up an Eagles fan. I grew up doing something not football related, like Michael Jacquet. And now I feel like I have an opportunity to be a slot corner on the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, everything is adding up in that direction.
Well, outside corner, that's where we need help, Ev. We need there.
They're willing to just sign anybody to slot corner, though.
That's true. Okay, I got you. But I was saying, hey, we could use you outside right now, man.
I don't know if the burners work on the outside, though.
The tallest corner we have is 6'1", and the name you just mentioned, Michael Jacquet. Nobody wants to see him starting outside, and everybody else is 6 foot or shorter, so... Yikes. But you know what? I don't want to just go past Josiah Scott and just act like, you know, the guy sucks. He was a 4th-round pick. The Eagles had him on their board. They liked him, but they went with Kayvon Wallace instead. I like that pick too. But let's be real. This kid's got, you know, to compete till he gets anything. But smaller guy, he's going to have to compete for a position that's loaded at inside, but he could have an impact. Special teams player. You know, anywhere he can, but they love his ball hawking skills. Everybody talks about, they nicknamed him the Gnat because the guy just gets around and gets that ball. So I'm all about competition, but yeah, I mean, I think Howie will make a move for an outside corner and we'll all be like, okay. So this is a move that I'm okay with. We need competition, so I'm okay with it.
It's funny that, you know, he's that guy, that the twitched up guy. His ability to mirror and match will be there. I think he's going to be feisty. Will he be able to wrap up consistently? That'll be a thing. But the funny thing is, the Jaguars, they couldn't find a roster spot for him because they had another guy named Sidney Jones on their roster who they felt was more important. So we get the Jaguars, mid-tier roster guy. But again, if they felt like during the pre-draft process they liked him, for some reason, they have an opportunity to get him. Here he is. We'll see. That leads to – go ahead.
I was just going to say there's another saving grace as well. Is like we've been dealing with a defense that hasn't been really developing players well for the past few years. We're coming in here with a new defensive coordinator in Jonathan Gannon. So I'm hoping – that he's going to instill some, like, while we're talking all this crap, and like, I don't mean that, like, Josiah Scott, if you happen to be watching this podcast, I don't want this to be your welcome party, but like, ultimately what I'm saying is he's still a young guy. He's 22 years old. I think that he still has potential to be developed. So that goes for all of the younger corners that are on the roster.
I love it, Evan. That's exactly what I was thinking, and I wanted to correct myself. Now, this guy isn't technically on the roster yet. He was at the rookie camp trying out, but the tallest guy we have at camp right now is about 6'4". Obi Melifonwu, we talked about his brother. I think that, you know, if anyone can help these guys, so we're talking about Josiah Scott's, we're talking about Obi Melifonwu's, we're talking about guys like Avonte Maddox that need some help, what better guy to come in and help than the guy you just mentioned? Jonathan Gannon. He's a defensive coordinator, but his whole history is with defensive backs. And we've seen what he's done with the Colts, with the Vikings. I think it's perfect to help some of these young men. But everybody just pump the brakes. I think Howie will do something at outside corner.
And yeah, that's just the thing, man. Sorry, I mean, that's just the thing. Like, okay. we're outside looking in, and we just want to still go ahead and give these guys, you know, the support. And I feel like these guys can come in here and prove us, you know, completely wrong. We're judging just a little bit, just to the fact that it's just a name. But yeah, this is what it's all about: coming in here, showing what you got, proving us wrong when we come out saying, "Hey, who are you? We don't know what you're about," or, you know, "we don't know what you could go ahead and do." So I'm all about seeing these guys go to work and, you know, proving us wrong. So, you know, I mean, Josiah Scott, if you are looking, like Evan said, hey, man, go do your thing. You know what I mean? Prove that, you know what I mean, you're that guy that Jaguars ended up messing up and trading you off. And, you know, in the long run, we're going to, you know, get the better end of it. You know, just like yesterday with Kerrigan getting traded to us because they felt like he wasn't the man anymore. So it all this could go ahead and favor be on our side, you know, I mean, this upcoming season.
Hey, but you know who is the man?
Who's that?
We got some breaking news. Breaking news. This important PSA is brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your pubic service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase at the USA and Canada. The new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide. Trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you, 20% off and a free worldwide shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com.
You see, now we were privileged to be one of the first few people to try out the new 4.0. And I think I'm speaking for all of us when I say that we were blown away by the performance. Let's just clear the air right here that we weren't shaving together. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. Their advanced ceramic blade and is skin-safe technology that is so good, it almost seems as if Manscaped worked with Elon Musk's engineers to ensure your testes are as safe as possible. Now, I mean, what's cooler than a light so you can shave in the dark? I mean, I've been just swinging away. Before the Manscaped 4.0 showed up, I was just swinging in the dark with a machete. I didn't know what to do. I had nicks left and right. But you know what I got now? I got the Manscaped 4.0. It does wonders for these balls. What makes this trimmer different than other trimmers? A new multifunction on-off switch can engage a travel lock created for people who like to travel. The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn on that 4K LED spotlight that I talked about on and off, and gives you a more precise shave. The new trimmer even allows you to customize your trim all over through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. And looks wise, it's sleek with a two-toned matte and gloss finish. Even features hot foil stamped black chrome Manscaped logo. Show this mower off loud and proud.
The optimized Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof, so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess on the bathroom floor. And did I mention wireless charging? The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you're still trimming with your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will thank you.
So with all that being said, get 20% off and free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com.
Nice. I'm proud of all you guys. You guys become great thespians over this time.
I mean, you wouldn't believe how much more aerodynamic I am with a clean wicket.
Manscaped changed my life.
Yeah. Yo, Ed was just like, "Hey, man, did you get your box in the mail?" Yeah, I've already used it, man. It's amazing. What's, man. This guy.
Jason's asking the code. That is fansided20 at manscaped.com.
Get 20% off. But now let's get down to business. Breaking down the cornerback depth chart. I mean, look at these guys here. You know, again, Craig James looking like he just got off making the band episode 120. I would not make that man get some cheese cake from Juniors. I would sign him. I would sign him. You know, the guy who's near and dear to all our hearts. We've been asking, and we finally got a guy that we could be proud of. I mean, to represent the group. Darius Slay. He's just been a phenomenal guy in the locker room. Funny dude, great energy. I think having fans there to actually root this guy on, he's going to be a fan favorite with fans in the stands now. But I feel like Darius Slay, he gives you a stability. He's a guy that, you know, his technique is something to be admired. I think he's getting older. You know, he is getting older. That's his father time is undefeated. So you're looking for another guy to be on the opposite as a CB2 or a guy to groom in it, like AKA a Zach McPherson. But I mean, how you guys feeling about Darius Slay?
What's there not to love about Darius Slay? I mean, he's a guy that I think that for the first time in a long time as an Eagles fan, I was not too concerned with having him lined up out there. Whereas in previous years, cornerback has been a major source of concern for me. We tend to get burned left and right. I mean, teams have been scoring really highly on us the past few years. But when Darius Slay came in, that is just one guy that is able to lock down his guy or a specific side of the field. And if we could just add another guy that's not even at his caliber, but just someone that is formidable to be on the other side, it would go a long, long way for this defense.
Oh, I agree. I think Darius Slay is a great corner. I was so excited. We were all excited. We made a show about it right after. I think Darius Slay was the number one corner we've been asking for. Now, last year, he got beat up for a few weeks there, and that was against the top talent in the league. And I really wasn't mad at him. I was more upset with Jim Schwartz not giving safety help over the top, some of the play calling. I just thought altogether Darius Slay really was kind of screwed. I think in this system, whether it's cover two or, you know, I think we're going to see so many different packages from Jonathan Gannon. I don't care what you call it. Mm-hmm. I think it's really going to help Darius Slay, and I think he's going to excel. So I love Darius Slay. I know a lot of people, you got to trade him. You got to rid of him.
That's crazy. What?
He restructured already. The dude doesn't even I mean, come on, guys. This dude's doing what he needs to for the team. I love Darius Slay, and I can't wait to see what he does this year.
Yeah, his attitude all the way around, and whether if it's on the field or off the field, is just something that we definitely need on this team. Mm-hmm. But besides that, I mean, this is his second year. Again, you know, it wasn't like the greatest of years to come onto the squad and prove anything, because we all pretty much sucked. But, like, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, him come back. He restructured his contract, like you mentioned, Jimmy. And the fact that we just need that CB2 to be on the other side of him, so that way it could go ahead and boost him up just as much, so that way he could have that confidence to go ahead and hold it down on his side while we have somebody just as thorough on the other side doing that their part over there. So I'm looking forward to seeing this guy come back and, you know, I mean, kill it. I know at the end of the season he looked horrible, and a lot of people, including myself, we were questioning, but I'm not going to go ahead and close the door on the dude. I mean, I think he's going to come back and come back even more solid this coming year.
I got no concerns about Darius Slay whatsoever. I think a big portion of some of his struggles in last year is just the fact that we had an awful defense all the way around. So I think that if we come in here, like I said, with a new defensive coordinator and Jonathan Gannon, a new scheme, and just a new lease on life, quite frankly, this could be a lot different. And I think he can have a lot more productive season.
Yeah, I mean, you think about said about. I was just going to say, Prime, what you said about, you know, adding a cornerback too. That's what makes Darius Slay. He's great. So if you have a cornerback one like him, adding someone like Steven Nelson isn't a CB1. Everybody's like, oh, who cares, you know, about Steven Nelson? But half the fan base is like, oh, hell yeah, because they know he's just needed for CB2. You have Darius Slay. So yes.
And I'm just so definitely looking forward to what Gannon is bringing to the table. Again, the biggest thing out of all this is the fact that we got a new defensive scheme. I mean, Schwartz did his thing, and his stuff just started running out. It started getting figured out. Everybody was just all over it. Now, you know what I mean, with Gannon being in here and then what he's bringing to the table, I'm just so looking forward to seeing what this defense is all about.
I mean, following up here with, you know, He's still, I still feel like he's a spark plug. I think Avante Maddox, You know, it gives you that versatility, show that he plays safety, show that he could play inside and out, outside. Like, you know, if you want to talk to me about, like, you know, setting someone up for success, like, did we set him up for success playing him on the outside when we all were like, is this the best spot for him? We didn't feel that way. I mean, he did deal with some injuries, got banged up a little bit. But in terms of a guy that has been cross-trained and knows a couple positions, he's twitched up. But, you know, the size could be an issue with bigger wideouts and whatnot. But overall, I feel like having him on your roster is for a depth piece or for someone who can play the slot and have that kind of versatility. I think that's what Avante Maddox brings to the table.
I think Avante is a streaky type of player. I think he like has his flashes of really good plays, and I think he gets exposed other times. I want to pose a question, though, just to the group here. While we're talking about Avante Maddox, if we could rewind time right now, and we kind of went into last season questioning whether Avante would be able to handle the outside position, now that we know that he really shouldn't be there, would you guys rewind time and keep either Sidney Jones or Rasul Douglas over Avante Maddox?
Go back to the tapes from last year. Sat here on this damn show and talked about the fact that we were doomed if we put Avante Maddox on the outside. And if you did not allow Sidney Jones to be that guy, oh, what do? We get rid of Sidney and Rasul Douglas. You put Avante Maddox out there and you got Craig James and Strap as your depth to Nickel Roby-Coleman, who was a complete failure. You got to be shitting me. That was a horrible move. So I would rewind time, punch Howie Roseman in the face.
Oh, get him one for me too.
Cornerback two is pretty important, and you shouldn't have someone like Avante Maddox. Gail, I love what you said, because I love Avante Maddox. I love the kid. He is a great defensive back. He can help as that depth piece that can help you inside as a free safety, somebody great with certain matchups against certain wide receivers, running backs. Love the kid, but I don't love him outside.
Yeah, him being on the inside definitely played a big factor, and I like him just as much. I mean, minus the injury, I think the kid is just a straight stud. But, you know, he outside was just really like diminishing his skills and everything. But the fact that, you know, going back to your question, Evan, yeah, I'm not so much Sidney, you know what I mean? Because we were at that point where we kind of lost hope in him, his attitude of wanting to be here. He didn't seem like he wanted to go ahead and do much with the team anymore. And that was the chemistry, you know, with a lot of the players in that locker room last year. But, Rasul Douglas was pretty much a shocker, knowing that we ended up getting rid of him. I would have had liked to hold on to him at least one more year. As much faith and as much time we were giving Sidney to finally come along, I was just kind of upset that they didn't give the same, you know, treatment to Rasul.
I agree with everything you just said, Prime, because I really think that Rasul Douglas was a guy that really didn't get many opportunities while he was here. I think they were given to other players. And in the few opportunities that he was given, I think that he did pretty well. Don't get me wrong. He had his plays where he got beat. That happened. But I think if we're like looking at those three cornerbacks, I think Rasul Douglas probably played the best out of all three of them.
Yeah, personally. Man. Yeah.
I would have kept both of them over Craig James.
Yeah.
I do miss Rasul Douglas. I mean, he was just a relentless worker.
He was steady,
I mean,
man.
He wasn't twitched up. And when he went up against a burner, I mean, there was no such thing as Rasul Allen, but in Jim Schwartz defense,
he had a pick against Julio.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like he had his pluses and minuses, but overall, like I did appreciate what he brought to the table.
Yeah. I definitely appreciated that off-season workout that he was doing. He was putting in mad work to try to get to that level, man. And that's just like what we want out of our guys. So, I mean, it was just like every day he was trying something different. I mean, I'm watching this kid train and I'm like, all right, he's hungry, man. He wants to come back and prove to all of us that, you know what I mean, he's the man for that position. But again, the fact that the organization didn't give him the opportunity, and here we were wasting time on other people that just didn't even want to be here, period. That's the upsetting part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with Greg down here on Jones. Rasul kind of sucks outside, like Gail said. So these guys are all defensive back pieces. Like I said, I'd have kept them over Craig James, help you on special teams, things like that. But that's why they kept Craig James, because he actually was better on special teams. So they didn't see these guys either, but yeah, that's the whole point. You have yourself in a situation where you don't have an outside corner. And once again, here we are this year. you don't have another outside corner. You went out, you got inside corners all over the place. Even Obi Melifonwu was really a safety that they're trying at corner. So it's like someone just said, had the comment, like, too many projects. Like, yeah, seriously. But what I hate is, imagine if Sidney and Rasul were here right now. Because Jonathan Gannon, as you've mentioned, guys, I really think that, you know, would be able to help them. And I think a lot of the players that leave here and you find, you see them finding success elsewhere, that's very telling to, you know, how much this team really struggled to develop players. And I don't know if it was necessarily these players just sucking. So it sucks that some of these guys, you know, got cut short before we got this new system. But I'm excited for these young men.
I mean, it's been a while since we've been able to develop corners, like just like coming from the, you know, the Troy Vincent and Bobby Taylor days to Lito to, you know what I mean? Shelby, like the next was always in the waiting, the wings. Do we have those guys in the mix? I don't know. But like going to this question from Christian Brown before we forget about it. He says, what do you guys think about a trade, including Ertz and some picks, maybe for a cornerback? We heard during the draft that there was a trade on the table. They were trying to package Ertz in a deal. Was it in
CJ Henderson?
Yeah. CJ Henderson. But you know, he was from the Jaguars. So instead we got Josiah.
got the same thing. I mean,
can Ertz, I say Ertz,
I feel like Ertz is gonna be move, so or release, whatever happens first, if they can't get a deal for him. I can't believe they can't get a deal for Ertz, though.
I think Howie's being spiteful. He's just waiting to see the right deal. You know, I'm sure people offered things. It's just
that's the word. He's just being spiteful. It's
they think that he's much like we talked about. You're not going to get more than a fourth. And he's like, oh, he's a Pro Bowler. And they're like, yeah, but he wants more money, too. So we got to give him that. And that's where they kind of, you know, can stand their ground. But I just want to say one thing. Let's give some props to the defensive back coach we brought in, Denard Wilson. I really liked him when we brought him on. Worked with the Jets, the things he did with Jamal Adams, Marcus May. I really, really liked him, but he was also the defensive passing game coordinator there. A lot of these guys are just really bright minds, young men, and I think Denard Wilson, and damn, it's slipping me right now, but even the assistant D-backs coach, do you guys remember the one that we did get pulled a fast one on us was like here for a week? And then he left, and then we like
signed Frank Gore.
He did.
I can't remember the new guy's name. Damn.
It's Frank Gore Jr.
Yeah, there we go. That's it.
But I mean, we don't have to necessarily acquire a cornerback through trade. There's still some interesting names that are out there in free agency.
What about Gilmore?
Sherman are obviously the ones always mentioned.
What was that?
I said Nelson and Sherman are always mentioned.
Yeah, of course.
Imagine if they pulled Gilmore, dude.
Does Brian Poole catch your guy's eye?
That's another inside corner, though.
He's good. That's a good fucking player. I totally agree with you. You got Steven
but it is
Nelson.
A nice name. It is.
Yeah, no. Steven Nelson.
Hell yes.
Absolutely.
Outside corner. I mean, that one's just come up time in and time again. We have got a guy that used to be a phenom in the league, getting older. Mr. Richard Sherman, still out there floating about. You know, he regressed last year. He's going to be 33 this year. I could see him continuing to regress.
Like 33 at corner is like, that's like 60.
Yo, bro. Champ Bailey played till he was like what? Like
yeah, 40? Man. You can't
look. Actually, Champ is Hall of Fame.
That's Champ, though.
Richard Sherman's going to be a Hall of Famer.
I know he is, but I'm just saying like.
Can I just tell you how happy I was when Washington traded him?
When what?
When Washington traded Champ Bailey. I mean, they got Clinton Portis, which was nice, but I was so effing happy, man. That dude was too good.
What about a guy like Darquez Denard?
He's really, if
you're talking about veteran presence, any one of those guys is going to be better than what we have on the back end. I mean, you're rolling into the third guy we're about to talk about. I mean, do you have a couple more guys on the list?
I have a couple more. Jason McCourty, Dre Kirkpatrick,
older
Jason. Gary and Conley, Rashad Breland.
I'd give Conley or McCourty a shot.
Yeah. Or would you just be apt to go with Craig James and the do-rag specialist and also a guy who's also played with Minnesota? so is familiar with that style of play.
Those types of earrings are sus, man. Little sus.
Hey, Saquon Barkley started it.
LT Craig James started it. Is not Saquon.
I think the 80s or 70s either might want to have a talk about that.
Hey, he's about to go on tour with Jodeci.
damn.
So, I mean, we're going through this part. I mean, like, I guess Craig James, he's a special teams guy, gives you the ability to come in and give you some snaps if you need them. But it's nothing to light the house on fire. I think we can move on to the next guy. Josiah Scott, who potentially could give us something at slot. If they're going to move Avante outside, you bring him on the inside. You know, is it cool to have the smallest corners in the league? Being 5'9", I'm not going to use the sizeism thing on a player and say you can't play. But I'm saying having two smaller corners out there, they can be taken advantage of.
And I get we're running zone, so a lot of people say, oh, it doesn't matter. But like you said, they can get taken advantage of, and they will by a lot of these receivers in this league.
I came on Allen Robinson. You see him on DK Metcalf. Night-night. I think it'll be DK and then one of our corners on his calf.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, we'll have a backpack just to carry them, little baby carrier. Here you go, guys.
Hopefully you follow that, Chuck. rolling into Zeke. Is it Zach? It's actually Zach.
I've just been saying Zach.
It's been spelled Zach, but it's actually Zach. So for the pronunciation police out there, it is Zach, spelt Zach McPherson. Hey, man, I feel like, you know, this guy, he's got to prove himself, obviously, to fans. Mm-hmm. Because everyone's like, when he got drafted, people are like, who is this? Penn State alum moved down to Texas Tech. Got the ability to get on field, flashed, and some people had him going in this where he was drafted. I was a little like, I could have, you know, he's a more upside guy than he is some of the cornerbacks that were available.
But like we said earlier in the show, we've got a ton of projects on this cornerback room, and we don't have any finished projects really, aside for Darius Slay. We got a bunch pending, right?
I'm not sure Zach is a project, though. I really like him. And, we talk about his versatility of being able to play inside, outside. That will help in this, what we presume to be a cover two defense. But I really think that this kid is going to be a starter for us day one. I really, really like him. And out of all the guys that were like, oh, he could help here, help there. I think, you know, and Gail said it, everybody, I think what everyone was mad about was the fact that he wasn't an outside corner. We were all focused on these outside, myself included. I'm not saying it wasn't me too, but it's like, okay, after I look at it, and then you hear Daniel Jeremiah talk about him, you know, he had him 85th on his board. He thought this kid was lights out, a ball hawk, somebody that's really going to come in a zone like this, that I believe it will be. I'm going to really enjoy watching him make some pick sixes, take him to the house.
I'm excited just to see the kid put in that work, man, again. Yeah. You know what I mean? With training camp and everything and the rookie camp that's going on right now. I'm just excited the fact that, you know, the kid's hungry. So I would love to see what he's all about.
Did you see PFF had it was in the comments there? They had Darius Slay, Avante Maddox, and Zach McPherson as our trio starting corners.
Yeah, starting
that's
corners,
not
yeah.
good, because that means one of the last two you mentioned is the outside corner, and I don't like that.
You said little Tay Tay on the outside. Is that what you
little
just said?
Little Tay
Tay. No. They did. They have Zach on the outside and
Avante could
on the inside.
Hmm. It could be either little, or, and that's what scares me.
Yeah, either one of them. I mean, I don't think they're ready for.
Hey,
that's what I mean. Zach, one day Zach could probably help us out there, but
I just don't think he's developed from day one. Yeah.
Yeah.
One day.
So and the way that training camp is set up now, these guys aren't even touching each other, and they're not even running plays until phase three. They're not even doing anything together. It's going to be difficult for young men.
I'm still waiting for my shout out for on social media from Avante Maddox about his customs. I'm not mad.
How about
it?
Those shoes were
wrong.
No, that's
we'll
not
get
wrong.
It. We'll get it. We'll get it one
bro.
Day. We'll get it one day.
Like, say
we'll
something.
We'll get it.
I would.
Hello, motherfucker.
Oh no, it was out of the kind. It was out of the kindness of my heart. I'm not like that.
Got a picture? Right show these people.
Well, it seems like he's just. It seems like he's just giving you that "I don't care, I don't care" attitude.
I don't care.
You should
show
these people a picture of those shoes. They were awesome. I don't like
one of these days. They were Pit Vans, but anyway, someone you know something other people might not care about is Kayvon Seymour.
Fire sales.
No, that's tires, that was Jack Witt.
No, I mean, that's Kayvon Seymour.
I mean, isn't Jack Witt the tire salesman?
No, unfortunately, it was Seymour. Seymour Butts.
It's got to be.
Jack Witt was getting burnt, but nah, no tires getting burnt.
Take this guy and we'll throw in 4 free tires.
Yeah.
These are just guys right now. Like, that means they fill out the depth chart. They're bigger guys. I don't know, man.
What's that?
Again.
Hold on. Let's go back to the 6'4 part. What's that guy do with anything?
Are you talking about Obi Melanfamu?
Obi.
No, I'm just saying, like, he's 6'4, okay, but I mean, like, he gotta play his role.
That's the whole hilarious thing. People are like, oh, this guy's 6'2. Well, yeah. It's starter. It's like, I wish it were that easy.
Yeah, exactly. Really, like, you know what I mean? It's not, that shit don't mean nothing. Yeah.
That's why I was being very facetious when I said, oh, 6'.
You know what? Kayvon Seymour was the tire salesman. So if you need a pair, Goodyear, he'd probably give you the right price on that.
That's it.
Surprise, motherfucker.
That is my favorite. That's my favorite one. Surprise, motherfucker.
Now we have LaVert Hill, who also sounds like an ex-R&B star.
He just came out of high school.
Signed off the practice squad of KC in December. You know, again, like we have no idea what he brings to the table.
He went to Michigan, right? I remember.
Yeah, him. He went to Michigan. But again, you know, the back end of the roster here, you know, we followed up with Shaquille Taylor, also a guy who has Gannon has roots. A history with Gannon when he was with the Colts. So you figure. You know, he did opt out in 2020, he was off the Giants practice squad.
You call this the back end of the roster. This is like the hidden room in the basement that you didn't know was there.
This is like an episode of Key and Peele is what it is.
Exactly.
And he's giving you that look, too. This is where that meme should come into right now. Surprise.
A-Ron. Another one. A-Ron. No, but I was these like talking about the guys that are the back end of this group. These are the guys that have experience with the coaches that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And we follow up with Nate Metters. Another guy who's going to has experience in a Vikings defense.
He's kind of got the Sam Bradford eyes.
Yeah, I can see why these guys keep their helmets on throughout the game.
Yeah. Damn, hateration, holleration over here. But again, man, those back end of the roster of on the cornerback group.
That's another slot guy too right there. You know, we added Meters the other day and it was like, really? That's why when we traded this, I was like, dude, Madden, yo.
Evan, you got a chance, man.
Imported.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You got a chance, bro. You got a chance.
So what would make you guys excited? Like CB2, like right away. Like is it Steve Nelson? Is that gonna make you feel better?
Absolutely. That one time.
That would make it wiggle. Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure.
He does follow the Eagles and he does follow Miami Dolphins. So
I saw someone posted that yesterday. Yeah. Look, Steven Nelson, I made a joke today on my show earlier because I keep tagging the Eagles and saying, all right, today's the day. You got to sign Steven Nelson. And I was like, look, I'm very aware that this doesn't go to the Philadelphia Eagles. Howie Roseman isn't seeing this. It's some effing social media manager sitting there like, all right, asshole, like quit tagging me in the Steven Nelson post. It's like, look, buddy, I'm going to keep giving it to you until you send the effing message to Howie himself. So your ass is going to keep getting tagged.
Whoa.
I'm just Steven Nelson, man. I need it. I feel it in my blood.
Yeah. No, I just feel like that's the one. I mean, the Kerrigan move was just like, that was like out of left field. Like I wasn't expecting that. That kind of like threw me off. threw me for a loop. But I feel like if you got a CB2 somehow, that would be the icing on the cake. That would be, you would literally solidify this back end. And I mean, the side doors could be on locked a little bit. Someone said, what if the Dolphins, they traded with the Dolphins for Howard?
The Dolphins would be high as hell. Yeah, seriously. They hire that coach back.
Traded Derek Barnett and Ertz for Xavier Howard. I'm like, if he pulled off something like that,
I wish.
Imagine. I was just like, yeah, in a perfect world, that'd be nice. But you know, overall, you know, they're gonna. I don't know, man. If they roll into the season with this, I'm gonna be like, well, here you go.
Well, yep. let's look at the silver lining of it then. So let's hypothetically say that we do get a Steven Nelson or just another good name that we can all agree in this room that's a great addition for a cornerback too. Are you guys feeling with just adding one cornerback to nothing else that this is like a viable team?
I wouldn't mind a linebacker too.
You give me a CB2, we're good. Let's rock. McLeod says he's starting week one.
Because of that line, I mean, just how more powerful that line became as of yesterday's trade. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to signing that CB2 so that way we can say, you know, be at ease with going into the season with this defense.
And I agree with you. And I think that if everyone is on the same page with that, then it's kind of, well, it totally is Howie's responsibility, always has been, but he's got to go get that guy. I'm not saying that we're a Super Bowl contender this year. I don't even twist my words. This isn't the road that I'm leading down here, but I'm saying a team that is like, that I'm going to be excited to look at week in and week out, a team that can actually win a game any given Sunday.
You make that move, and that's the like when you like it's like if you're driving with your car and you have the blinker left on and you're like your blinker's on. Everyone can see that your blinker's on. You can turn it off now. Like that's the move. It's right there. The blinker left blinker is on. Like make the move here.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Look. I think that's 100% where we're all at, and I 100% agree with every single one of you, especially after what you guys just said, Ryan Kerrigan. And we know how we won the Super Bowl a few years ago with what we had at linebacker and in the secondary. So you win up front. And look, everyone can hate Howie all they want, but at least the man sticks to that and he builds in the trenches, did it this year, doing it still in free agency. That's the one thing I like to see is Howie is still wheeling and dealing, building this roster. And maybe we're not going to compete for a Super Bowl, but I think we're going to win this damn division. And I think Howie is going to add a CB2. And yes, it's still very concerning at linebacker, but hey, I want to see what the hell Davion Taylor can do. And I want to see, I think Eric Wilson's definitely going to help. We got Singleton back. I want to see what Jacoby Stevens is. Maybe he's that Will Parks we were hoping for last year. So maybe we're okay there. That CB2, that's it for me. That's exactly it. I love the young offense. They got to just stay healthy. We all know. But yeah, give me a CB2, baby, and I'm ready for the excitement of the bumpy roads ahead. Sure, but that excitement's what gets me pumped for Sundays.
I mean, people are sleeping on this team already. I mean, Eagle fans already like sleeping on this team. Like they're saying, oh, they're not going to be able to compete. Like now all of a sudden some, you know, we get Kerrigan. Now everyone's like, whoa. Hey, I think we like, you know, it's very hard this early to say this team's not going to be able to compete. I feel like this team was in dire needs of new energy. Dire needs.
We got like, it. On all fronts,
I mean, you're right. We said stay patient, guys, right? Mm-hmm. And Howie would add in the draft and free agency.
We were asking for new identity and this team to show themselves. I feel like there's a lot of younger guys in this locker room that are really trying to show who they are. So it is what it is. Like we're all, you know, still, you know, taking it nice and easily with Jalen Hurts as the guy. Again, the talk in Philly is still about Deshaun Watson. It's creeping up on the timelines. But I was driving around today. I was like, they're doing it again, man. They're doing it again. Let's chill. Let's relax. Let's relax a little bit. Who is that kid?
Yeah, that's you. That's you driving around today, just thinking about that.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, hopefully you all got your taxes done. Yesterday was tax day.
Well, I did mine, you know, in February.
All the procrastinators.
Mine's already gone.
Oh, I'm a procrastinator last minute. But last words before we get out of here. Evan.
Something non-Eagles related.
Oh, it could be anything. Oh, well, anything on your mind, bro?
It's going to be anything. Yesterday, I didn't mention it. My parents' 30th birthday. My parents' 30th anniversary yesterday.
Hey,
I just want to throw a big shout out to them. 30 years. I wish them all the best. Congratulations.
Hey, man. But I just want to go ahead and kind of pity pack over that. It's all moms. Yeah, I mean, moms. Hey, she was.
Watch your tone.
Cool. I'm just saying, I could have been your daddy back in the day.
Evan's coming to your house right now. Surprise.
I'm gonna show up with a lawnmower at your neck. That's what I'm gonna do.
Light you up.
On that note, make sure you get 20% off free shipping with the code MANSIDE20 at manscaped.com.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Wow. Those are my final thoughts. Great show tonight. Thanks, guys, for having me on, and thank you everybody for tuning in. The Eagles are still wheeling and dealing, so I feel good. Have faith in this organization to do what needs to be done the next couple years, guys. It's going to be some bumpy roads ahead, but I feel confident in some exciting weeks ahead. You know, we're not necessarily going to win the Super Bowl, but we're going to be able to look forward to competing on Sundays. The team, a young team, bringing some energy. We don't know what we have in Hurts. We don't even know what we have in these coaches, but it's that unknown we keep talking about. And we said months ago, pump the brakes, guys. We haven't even seen the 90-man roster. Now that we've seen, everybody's getting a little bit of a different opinion. Let's just see what it looks like throughout the summer and see how this team grows, baby. But I'm getting pretty excited. Football's coming back. I need it desperately. Can't wait to go to the tailgates. Got vaccinated, so ready to come see you all. Cannot wait. So go Birds.
Go Birds.
Yeah, I mean, people out there might say rebuild. Retool. I say regroup. This team is regrouping. That's something that Rick Lovato had mentioned. You know, they're coming together, you know, and hopefully what they're putting out there actually, you know, they're a new team with new identity, new head coach, tons of new coaches. They're the curveball for the NFC East. Nobody knows what this team is going to bring. Obviously, it might take some time, but we finally have an offseason. We're finally getting there. We could be talking about that. The rookies pretty soon. They just had their rookie camp. And I think overall, one positive is the man looks good. Devonta Smith, he's everything and more that's advertised out there. So be happy about that. You like that graphic? You know, finally, we got to use it.
I can't. We got to find a new one. It kills me.
He was showing you where to use the Manscaped.
Exactly. He looked like he got his 20%
Manscaped
off.
20 or
in 20. That region. But if anything, just make sure you call your peoples, check in on them, make sure they're good. You know, stay shaved, everybody. And we will see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.